For the excellence of your name is mighty. And as we bow here in the bed of our Abba, to offer up unto you to feel a prayer of examination of our own levim, our hearts, collectively as one in Yeshua HaMashiach. We ask you, our precious Abba, pour out the riches of your anointing, your Kodash, power in the midst of this assembly, that we may hear everything that you declare unto Israel, your instructions, which always corrects us, your Torah, to teach us the disciplines of your order, your statutes, your ordinance, your mitzvah, to keep our minds upon the things that please you. So as we assemble here this Shabbat, set apart day, that you have made Kodash, that we may assemble ourselves and worship you, bless you, call upon you. We ask you in HaMashiach's mighty name that you bless this bayat today. Your manservant, as he speaks with clarity, understanding, to the house of Israel, those that are listening through many parts of the United States, and those that will hear from other nations of the world, that they may hear this simple correction, that you speak unto us continuously, because we are a people that must be constantly purged. You show us the dynamics of that in our natural being, our physical bodies, as we toil and labor, as we oppose certain things, as we resist, our bodies began to create certain toxicities, and they must, through the pores of our skin, must come out. And so as our levim meditate upon certain things that corrupts us, that defile us, that cause us to walk lawless, walking in iniquity, that you, Almighty Yahweh, send your mercy and your truth to purge us. So we ask you this Shabbat, that this bayat be full of your mercy, and that your Torah revelation may go forth, your truth, that we may be purged from every vile thing, every sinful, corrupt deed and action that pollutes us. That we become very adamant and hardened against you, Yahweh. We ask you to cleanse us and to help us all, because we are in need of your help and of your cleansing and of your truth. So we ask you in Yahshua's mighty name, purge our lev, purge our mind, that the desire will be one to please you above all things. For we need your help, Yahweh. We need your strength. We need the power of your emets constantly bombarding our minds, that we will hold fast to the purity of your truth. We resist every power of darkness. Will not allow Shatan to have a stronghold in us. resist the devious, treacherous, wicked ways of darkness that cause our minds to be turned away from your truth. So we plead the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. Open our ears that we may hear, that we may know and understand without question or doubt the power of HaKodash Ruah will fill our inward parts, that we will know this is what Yahweh speaks unto Israel, for it will transform and change us into the image of His dear Binah, His Son. So we bless you this day. We hold fast to the strength of your truth. We bind every power of darkness, everything that opposes you, we bind in your sure mighty name. We bring the law of our carnality under the subjection of the Torah, of the Ruah, the Spirit. We bless you today. We thank you. We pray for those that are listening, those brothers that are in other nations that battle such intense opposition from hell, those that are surrounded by the Muslims and the different facets of religious practices, those that are bombarded by the Hindus and the Christians, whatever form of religious practice, they must be constantly bombarded with. Give them strength. Men like Pastor Babu, precious pastors like Pastor Aji, elderly men like Elder Martin there in Kenya, we pray for them. Those that we do not know of, we pray. Your strength rests upon them. And everyone that will listen today, let them be revived. Let their mind be restored. Their desire be refreshed. And the newness of this power, the renewness of it, will strengthen the inward resolve. Give them hope in the promises that Yahshua the Lamb gave unto Israel by the commands of his Abba. We trust you today. We believe you for all things. We hold fast to your hands, Yahweh our Abba. We love you. I thank you. Tota to Yahweh, Ayada Yahweh. Just sing and dance in the presence of our Abba, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We bless you, we praise you, and we magnify you. And the people Israel cried, Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We know Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
If your hands and your voices.
Hallelujah.
Unto the Shemai Ham. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Yahweh. Bless you, Abba.
For it is by the Ruah of your excellence that you will speak unto the Beit of Israel. You will not speak unto those that are not of the house of Israel. But a man truly joins himself unto that house by the leading of your Ruah, and he will hear what Yahweh speaks to his people. And that man shall grow in the strength of Yah. That woman shall grow in the nurturing of Almighty Yah. So we ask you this Shabbat, this Kodesh convocation, the day, this Shabbaton, set apart, because it is a day that you have made clear unto Israel, that the nations of the world will know that you are my people, for the life and the power and the beauty of the Shabbaton become truly a rest unto you, whereby you will know that you rest in my bosom, that you can drink the milk of my bosom. So let this day be one that the world will recognize. Truly this mighty one that has delivered Israel, he has made his covenant sure with them. So this Shabbaton we shall bless you. We do look to hear from you, our Abba. Speak from Hashemah to our love, that we may know that what you speak unto us is sure and certain. We ask it all in your sure HaMashiach mighty name. Israel cried hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say to them, Shabbat Shalom. Be strengthened today in Yeshua. Yahweh blesses you. May be seated. We do bless him for all things. Certainly do worship him in Ruah, the power of his spirit, and in the truth as to who he is. There are many forms of deity worship and God practices, but there is only one that declares that he is the Most High. He is the mighty one of his elect, call out, set apart people. He declares it by his power, his strength. We see the strength of his maturity, Yeshua HaMashiach. This is a generation that has been fed a diet that has caused them to become inebriated. We're not in the best of spiritual health, so it transcends into our physical health. It is like the pH balance of one's body, the acidity and the alkaline. If one is either too high, then the balance of the body is not right. And it becomes an incubator for every kind of sickness and disease. They cause the mind to be troubled and to be dysfunctional. That is what it does. And so this nation as a whole in the religious whorehouses have fed us a diet that is superficial. It doesn't sustain us at all. It is almost like a sugary high. We are up for the moment, and then the next moment we're down, crawling like a snake on our bellies. It does not give us the fullness of the ingredients that are necessary to be strong in the fervor and the power of Yeshua HaMashiach. So we find ourselves cast low, cast down, with no strength at all, and Yeshua has given us the Teshua, and that is beyond a victorious redemption. He has given us something that the superlatives of the English vernacular cannot express what he has given unto us. Because we are fed this superficial, diluted diet, and we love it that way. That is why they call it junk food. And we love a junk diet. We love things that are full of junk, and not full of the essence of the power or the truth of Almighty Yah. We don't want the things that will eradicate in our spiritual being and our physical being the diseases that causes us to be loathsome, weak, with no strength, bedridden, cannot function and operate in the things of Almighty God. And when a man's mind is consumed with that, it is very difficult for him to pray. It is difficult for him to move beyond the position that he is in. Very seldom will you see any kind of spiritual growth of maturity. And this is a generation that there is no spiritual growth of maturity. A very weak people without strength at all. No victorious power in them at all. And there's a reason why we do not possess that power, character that we should, because we have left our first love. We have gone away from the principles, the ordinance, the disciplines of Almighty God. We have gone about to establish our own religious constitution within the context of our corrupt, perverted minds that are not able to comprehend the things of Yah, because our minds are so engaged into carnal activity, the carnal mind cannot perceive, it cannot understand, it is not subject, nor is it willing to obey the things that are of the Ruah of Almighty Yah. And so there is a constant practice of carnal things that never advance us in the Ruah, never causes us to become very victorious, whereby we will pick up the defiled things that emanate from our love instead of picking up the sword of the Ruah that we can thwart and ward off every power of darkness. We have allowed the enemy to gain stronghold by our own willingness to disobey Yahweh. It is not a generation that is unwilling. This is a generation that is willingly ignorant. We are a willingly ignorant generation. We are willing to oppose what Yahweh says. We are willing to deny what he says. We are willing to give reason to what he commands us. We are willing to give reason as why it should not be or should be. It is a generation that is willingly ignorant. It is a generation that is not willing to obey Yah, but it is one that is willingly ignorant to disobey him. So the ignorance that is there, it is not because they have not heard the simplicity of Yahweh's truth. It is a driven, adamant rebelliousness that caused them to be willingly ignorant. It is like one said, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know it. And the reason we are willingly ignorant is because everything that Yah speaks unto us, it opposes everything that is corrupt in us. And it is our own conscience, our own minds, our own love that corrupts us. It is not what someone has done or did. It is not the actions of one against you. It is what's in you against your first love. Who? What? What a profound pronoun that Yahweh uses in this demonstrative description of Scripture. Who has separated you from the Ahava of Hamashiach? What? I am determined that there is nothing that will separate me from the Ahava. We say, yes, I'm determined. Yes, I will not allow anything, and yet we're separated. We're separated from what he has commanded us and what Hamashiach has spoke unto us. will separate you from that. Who shall separate? Who shall remove me or divide me from the very love of HaMashiach? Now I want to express this to you. We are a generation of hypocrisy because it was somewhat ingrained in us as children. Our parents taught us fallacies and lies. They did not correct us for the things that they should have. And the things that they did correct us of, it was almost an overkill. So Shaul asked the question, who shall separate me from the Ahava, the love now, of Yahshua? We know that HaMashiach loved the Abba. And he declares unto us, you that say, you love me, and keep not the mitzvah, what I command you, you do not have the truth of Yahweh in you. So HaMashiach gave us and instructed us. He showed us the perfect power of the Ahava of Yahweh's love. So what has separated you from the Ahava of Almighty Yahweh? That there is no love for His emet, His truth. That there is no craving and a burning desire to walk in the perfect Torah, the will of Almighty Yah. That we are submitted and committed unto Him. And there is no other purpose in life that is paramount to the will of Almighty Yahweh. So who has separated you? We are a people that will say, this one is not operating in the Ruah of Yahweh the way they should. But we never examine, we never judge our own conscience and our own treacherous, devious deceptions of our own life. Who has separated you? Whether the sister or the brother impose a certain thing upon me. Scripture says, if your brother or your sister, the love of HaMashiach, sin against you, you go and tell them of their sin and their faults. And if one is truly convinced and convicted, they will repent. You have gained a brother or a sister. Now what in our mindset, because we're full of hypocrisy, what has separated us from the love of true scripture to obey it? Who has separated us from the Ahava of Almighty Yahweh? Shaul says, shall the very oppression, trials of tribulation, the affliction, shall this distress, this calamity, the perplexities that are in the earth today, shall this persecution or the harassment, shall these things, this injurious, this egregious thing that has come upon me, shall the famine, the starvation, this desiring for the coming of the kingdom of HaMashiach, Omariah, or nakedness, or perils, shall these things, the very presence of death, shall this, the power of this, separate me from the Ahava of Yahweh? He says, no, emphatically, nay, I am. We are more than conquerors. We have surpassed the stage of having victory. We go beyond that. We walk in a victorious dimension. And the power of Omariah, that no weapon of hell that formed against me shall become entrenched within my Ruah. What are you saying, preacher? Well, the weapons of hell that oppose Yahweh, we can see the very manifestation, the orchestration of the powers of darkness in the beginning. Shatan was more subtle than any beast of the field. And it was by the power of his persuasiveness that he deceived Eve, that she sinned against Yah. Now the thing that is most persuasive about you is your own love. It is your own love that persuades you. It is your own love that causes the emotional swings, your ups, your downs, your tears, your affection. It is your own love that causes you to operate in a carnality that is not based upon the love of Almighty Yah. So who or what is the thing that has separated you from the genuineness of seeking Almighty Yah, a life that is representative of the Torah teachings of Yah that HaMashiach came to give us strength and power of? What has? Your distress, your afflictions, your tremendous complexities and pains, how great are they? I'm like Shaul, for I am sure and very certain that the suffering of this present world, the trials, cannot be compared, cannot even represent, do not have any scintilla of resemblance of the tefillah or the honor of Almighty Yah that shall be revealed in His people. Now I am persuaded, I am convinced that the little trials of this life will not separate me from this desire and this urgency to walk in the power of the Ruah of Yah. I'm persuaded that there is nothing. Because I know in Yahshua HaMashiach, I am more than a conqueror. I excel beyond the plateau of overcoming. I began to walk in the Teshua, the power and the will of Yahshua, that death was before Him. But He had one purpose. He had meat to eat, and we must eat the same meat, that is to do the will of His Abba and to finish it. As I said, we have been fed this superficial diet. The minds don't even function the way they should. The balance of man is has so eroded that he can't discern what is right, wrong. One cannot discern their own action. One cannot discern their own demeanor is corrupt. It is of the origins of hell. One cannot discern that their flesh has become so defiled and so corrupt. And it has pumped this poison into their own lab that everything that they do is very poisonous and corrupt. And everything that they lay their hands to touch, it becomes as death, because that is all in them, death. That's why we have no life of HaMashiach in us. We have no energy today. This is a nation and a people that possess no energy at all. No energy to love. No energy to press on. No energy to resist. There's nothing today that we can literally resist. Our own lusts, our cravings. It is not someone else's lust that caused me detriment. It is not someone else's action that caused me to move outside of the love of Almighty Yahweh. Who has separated me from the love of HaMashiach? Shall these trials of affliction, shall distress, shall rejection, those that bring about my demise, shall they separate me from this Ahava of Yahweh? Shaul says, in all of that, I stand with victorious power. I stand boasting in HaMashiach. I stand with a great voice to exclaim the power of my Abba and His victory that He has given unto me in Yahshua. So I will let nothing. You must understand, there is where the hope lies. Yahshua. And because we don't love Yahshua, we are not willing to obey the pattern and example that He established for us. Scripture tells us to consider Yahshua, HaMashiach, that He suffered such contradictions of the wicked. He did. He said, you better consider Him unless you become weary. And this is the generation that is fainting today, has no strength, than whatsoever. Your weariness, is that because what has spoken something unfavorable unto you? Your weariness is because you never consider Yahshua. You consider your damnable, corrupt, defiled flesh. That's all it is about. It is about you. It is about my personality. It is about what I want. And Scripture tells us to consider, to take thought, to look at the pattern, to understand what He has done for us. Unless you become weary and you will faint, you will not have the strength. When one faints, that person has no strength at all. And so you can tell one that is walking faintly. You understand those that have little strength, and they do not have the character of Yahshua. Because when there was a great opposition, He found Himself alone praying. Although He had others around Him, they could not move in that dimension and that spiritual realm that He had moved into. That He got assurance from the Abba. And today we don't have no assurance because the prayer, the tefillah of Yah is one thing. Not a form of begging or asking. It is an oblation that shows Yah what is in me. I expose everything, every work of darkness, every corrupt thing. That is what the tefillah of Yah is. That is the true essence of the tefillah. See, we will pray, Yahweh help Pastor Robert because but that's all right. I love him. And yet we don't deal with the very corruption that is in us. That is the true tefillah of Yah. So we've been taught this way because of the spirit of whoredom. A whore never recognizes that she is a whore. She never realizes that. And so we cannot prostitute the things of Yah and sell them for some carnal, emotional feeling. And the world is full of that. Who? I'm going to continue this today. Who has separated you from the Ahava of Yah? I want to read this letter because it gives us a tremendous example of separation, divorcement, a tremendous breach. There's a precious brother that writes me from Merced, California. I want you all to hear this. Please hear it. He writes me this letter, and this is what he said. I want to read the letter in entirety before I comment. He says, Hallelujah, praise be to Yah. We love your ministry. We are called the Lighthouse of Yahweh in Messiah Yahshua, located in Merced, California, in his family. He tells me of his Hebraic name, which is Yisriah. He tells me of his birth name. And he says, I am Hebrew by nationality and by Imunah. I am Hebrew, Cherokee Indian, Dutch, French, Irish, Scottish, and African. Parentheses, black. I look white. Praise be to Yah in his Messiah. The Lighthouse of Yahweh in his Messiah, Yahshua. I was listening to your broadcast about Moshe, who gave up everything, riches, rulership in Mizraim, etc. A great message. I refuse to be called a Catholic and my father's son, and a pagan Protestant and my mother's son. My father has in the past offered me money, another car, a home, if I will become a Catholic. He is a Catholic Hebrew Jew. And if I will not become a Catholic, he will reject me as his son. And my mother said I am not her son, because I told her if she do not obey Yahweh and his Torah, she will not see the kingdom. I am saying this to encourage anyone else that may face this. You are not alone. The kingdom of Yahweh and his Habashiah is coming soon. Hallelujah. Love in the name of Yahweh in Yahshua HaMashiach. I love your ministry. I listen quite often. You are my favorite minister in Yahweh and Yahshua. Hallelujah. Praise to God. Shalom, my brother. Love in HaMashiach Yahshua. Yahweh through his HaKodash Ruah love. I was married for 15 years. She left me and my daughter in 2000. She is African American. She did not like that I stopped being apostolic Pentecostal. That's what I was through our marriage. I was keeping the feast of the Shabbat before I learned that it was wrong to use the false name. I used to say Yahweh and Yahshua only in my own private prayers. Then in 2001, I asked in prayer to Yahweh and Yahshua what they prefer to be called by their Hebraic names and by the traditional name. If you seek, you shall find. If you ask, you shall receive the answer. If you knock, the way will be open to you. That's what happened. I found proof through the guidance of Yahweh. At first, when I discovered that the traditional names were pagan, I thought that I was the only one. But I was wrong. I soon discovered there were others on computer. I was keeping the feast and the Shabbat before my daughter, before I and my daughter rejected the false name. I was kicked out of the Apostolic Church in 1997 because I told them we must obey the Torah and the Scripture, Shabbat, dietary, and the feast, etc. My then wife, I'm now single, she did not want to leave the church, the circus. She still loves her pagan beliefs. So it is my daughter and I occasionally converts. Some falling away, thinking we're too legalistic. Well, I could say a lot more, but this is enough for now. I think I am glad you're here for us, brother, and I'm here for you. I wish we could help your ministry financially, but we're just barely able to keep ourselves going. I and my daughter love you. I send people to your website often. Some tell me on computer around the world and in person that they are thankful. I send them to your website. I will continue to send people. Shalom. Love your brother. You're part of our family. Shalom. I hope to talk to you real soon. What shall separate us from the Ahava of HaMashiach? Now use that to show us here a man that his purpose is to know the will of Yah. And of course, if he had a true wife, she would have pursued after him. Can you understand the very tragedy when one is separated like that from their wife, their daughter, the mother being removed out of their life? That is what we do to Almighty Yahweh when we separate ourselves from Him. You must understand, you will be judged, my brother and sister, because you do the same that you accuse the brother or the sister of doing, and you practice this very same thing. You are inexcusable, oh man, woman. You that judge one, and you practice the same kinds of insidious dark powers of darkness taking stronghold in your mind. You practice every kind of devious sin there is. So Yah says that you are inexcusable. What has caused our minds to be removed away from love of Scripture? to love scripture, to love hearing what Yahweh instructs us in. What has caused our minds and our love not to lose the appetite and to become very pleasing unto us to hear Him speak unto us? Who has? Not your neighbor who has separated you. Not the brother who has separated you from the Ahava of Habashiah. Who has separated you? What? There's a lawlessness in you. Hear this. I read it last week. I want you to hear it today. Yeshaya says, but your iniquities have brought Baal, separation between you and your Yahweh, your Abba, and your sins have hid His face from you, and He will not hear you. Do you hear that? It is your iniquities, your lawlessness ways. There is no restraint. You will not be governed by the Torah of Yah. You will not allow Yahweh to instruct you. And instructions are always disciplines. I know I use many analogies of our flesh. And I will use them constantly because our natural metaphor has somewhat to do with our spiritual metaphor. What is there? And when we do not practice the righteous things in the Ruah, we will see that represented in our whole demeanor. We'll see that in our character, our attitude, and the death in our countenance. In this far removed love from Yahweh in our countenance, what we emanates. You parents that have had children, could you tell when you said something to your child that they were disgruntled at that or upset? Don't you know that Yahweh can tell when you are disgruntled and upset with Him when He speaks to you? Do you not know that? Are we that childlike? Are we that juvenile, that immature, that we don't have the power of understanding the Binah of Yahweh to know that He knows your attitude and what spirit dominates you? When He speaks unto you, He causes the thing to rise up out of a polluted heart, that you may show your love for Hamashiach, because He has power, He has given us power to cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of the flesh and the Ruah. He has given us that power. Therefore, brothers and sisters, cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh and perfect the Kodesh, or this mindset, this love that loves the truth of Yahweh, and you walk in the Torah enlightenment through Hamashiach that dwells in you, that you will please Yahweh in all things. So what has caused this divide? Can we accuse someone? Can we accuse our conditions? It is because your own lawlessness, your Torahlessness, your unwillingness to obey, to submit yourself unto the authoritative hand of Yah. That is what caused you to be separated from the love of Hamashiach. And what He does, He gives us expression in Scripture to show whether we love Him. And if we are not walking in the constitution of those nisbats or commandments, there is no love in our left for Him. Now you can deceive yourself. I will never do that. Whose heart is deceitful? Whose heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked? It is your own. But we want to think that someone else's love is deceitful. It is not my love that has deceived you or may cause you to walk in a bewitched spirit. It is your own willingness not to obey the truth. That is why Hamashiach says, take heed. First of all, you judge your own intent and your own motive. Take heed that no man deceive you. Now, how can you take heed unless you judge yourself first? Can I show you a natural example? It is almost like a young woman or a young man. They will see a young woman that they think that has the pizzazz, has the character and the physical look. And so she will get with those that will oppose that one because she doesn't possess the character. She doesn't have the look or the one that she perceives that is much more glamorous than her, that do not possess what she got. And so what she will do, she will begin to pollute and form that mindset within the circle that she is in. So every time that she comes within the midst of that circle, she has a comfort. That is what Shaitan has done. He has caused your mind to be formed on the basis of carnality and sensuality, whereby the power of the things of the Ruah will never move you at all. So there is no sensitivity to the things of Yah. You never move. Your attitude doesn't change. Your emotions do not change. There is no brokenness, no contriteness at all in you, because you've allowed that corrupt mind to take precedent in you, and that is not the mind of a Mashiach. I will show you that mind. So what has separated you? This is brought down to the individual level. You can blame the husband all you want to. It's you, daughter. You can blame the wife all you want to. It is you. This man, he had a choice. To choose a wife or to choose his husband man. And he chose the right thing. He chose the righteous thing. He chose the will of Almighty Yah. He chose to stand with Yah. Just him and his daughter. I pray Yah's strength upon his house. And Yahweh shall bless him. There shall be more than enough. For the need shall be met. Choose you this day. Who are you going to serve? Who? What are you serving? What takes up the vast portion of your mind every day? What spirit controls your actions, your reactions, and your deeds every day? Is it one of anger and treachery, hostility? The bosom of a fool. There's always hostility and anger there. And when you find someone that is full of anger, that is one of the most treacherous, devious kinds of spirits you could ever come across. That is the spirit of treachery. Because one that has that, they will do anything. I was reading in the Observer yesterday. His brother Jermaine and I traveled to Charlotte. This other day, I can't recall, help me, Yah. This woman that went to school, the same school I went to, high school, Olympic. There was another girl that went to school with her. And so undoubtedly she was obsessed with the woman. She was jealous of her. The woman had a little plastic surgery procedure. Now this other woman was the nurse. And she put so much drugs in the woman that it literally killed her. Something that she had carried in her wicked heart for many years. Because she was in high school at the time that basically that I was there. I don't recall them. But she actually, because she worked for a doctor, she was a nurse, that performed this plastic surgery on the other woman, she put enough of the drugs that caused this toxicity to rise in her body, and 5 days she died. Now I'm saying that to let you know the toxicity that you have allowed to contaminate your life. The toxicity of your own hatred, your own animosity, the toxicity of your own unwillingness and your own sinful ways. That is what is killing you. That is what kills your joy, your shalom, your happiness. That is what kills it. You can claim anything you want to. That is just the truth. It is the toxicity that has filled your body. In your mind, whereby the things of Yah do not even reach into the inner cortex of your mind. So you're not changed. It is your sins and your corruption that have separated you from the love of Yah. Your sins because you continuously to defy Torah and the life. He has written the Torah and the Lev, the Levim of Yisrael. And HaMashiach came to give us the birth and the power and the life of that. And when you deny the power of that birth to bring us unto full repentance, you are a wicked, subtle thing of darkness. That's just it. There's nothing that's going to convince you. I don't care what situation you're dealing with. There's only one thing that we should deal with. We cast all our cares upon Him. And if you that are so consumed with the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of the flesh, the deceitfulness of riches, and the cares of this life, they enter in, and that's why you have no richness. That's why you have no richness of joy, shalom. You can't blame anyone. Because if you accuse anyone, the only one you can accuse is Almighty Yah. Because Yahweh has given us the plan. And the reason you don't have that is because of the cares of this life. You care more about this life and the things of Almighty Yahweh. And what you better begin to do is prepare yourself for the hour's coming. You can look at your neighbor and hear, you're going to die. I say it emphatically. You're going to leave this realm. It is not far away as you think. Why? Because you don't know the hour or the day. You don't know the time. Tomorrow is not appointed. So I'm going to be very thankful. I will yada, todaya, for this moment. If I don't see tomorrow, I will todaya. I will be very thankful, one with ecstasy and great rejoicing. I will bless him that way for just giving me this opportunity today. Because I know tomorrow is not promised. And if you don't get your damnable heart right today, not tomorrow, today, then woe unto you. So who has separated you from the Ahava of Yah? There's no one you can accuse. It is your own sins. It is your. He placed the blame on what has separated you. He said, it is your iniquity. And we know what iniquity is like. Let me read this. I want you all to hear me today. Is that all right? Hear what the Ruach says. Unto the house of Israel. You know, David said that his iniquity had gone upon him like a heavy burden. He could not pray. His wounds were stink. There was a stench there. There was sickness there. And because of the heaviness of his iniquity, it had laden him down. That's why HaMashiach tells us to cast all our burdens. Bring our iniquitous ways before him. If we have the love of HaMashiach, we know that Yahweh is able to cleanse and to forgive us. We know that he's able to set our mind in the order that it should be set in. We need the mind of Yahshua. We need to please Yahweh in everything we do. Our walk should be to please Almighty Yah. Our desire should be to see the kingdom. That's our only desire. For we have hope only in this life, in this generation. We are all people most miserable. And that's why many of you that are miserable, is because you have an infatuation of what is in this life. That's why you're miserable. Your countenance. Well, I want my husband back. What do you tell a man like this? And I believe he's faithful unto Yah. I don't believe he's sleeping with other women. And out there in California, I don't even see how he lives there. I don't see how he lives there. You have such a superficial people. There is not a people more superficial than the people in California. Everyone wants to be something that they're really not. So what do you say to a man like this? What do you say to a brother? Do you say capitulate somewhat? Give your wife reason to come back. Tell her you will compromise. You will go to the whorehouse with her if she will go to your place of worship once a month. Do you do that? So do we say to Yah, if you satisfy all of my lustful desires, then I will take heed to Torah. No! But that's what we say to Yahweh. That is the ultimatum we give Yahweh. I will never allow a Jezebel spirit to give me an ultimatum. I bless you, brother. Don't allow her to give you an ultimatum. You follow this circus and keep me, or you don't and lose me. I'd rather gain HaMashiach and the love of Yahshua than to gain Sister Roberts, you, or anyone. And I mean that truthfully. I mean that. Because he has given me a certain thing in my lab that he lets me know constantly. You're going to leave this earth one day. And I know that. And she is not going to be able to save me. As far as David and this Behat, I'm going to serve Yah. I'm going to bless him. I'm going to worship him. So do you take away a testimony that is viable and alive for something that is full of death? No, my brother. You keep the truth of Yah in your hearts. It is your own corruption that has defiled your mind, whereby you cannot obey the things of Yahweh, whereby there is no law for the things of Yahweh, whereby you have not become intimate with Yahweh. You have not become intimate with Yahweh. You can't become intimate with no one. That's the truth. Wise, if you're not intimate with your Abba, you can't be intimate with a husband.
Husbands, if you're not intimate with Yahweh, how are you going to become intimate with a wife? It's nothing more than a beastly foraying or a beastly action. You blame him, though. It's you. You haven't done what Scripture told you. The love of HaMashiach, you will obey him. Because you love him. What has separated you? Where's my husband? No, what has separated you? Well, it's my wife. No, Yah says to Adam, what separated you? Well, my wife. No. What caused you, Adam? What caused you, Adam? Well, the woman you gave me. No, Adam. What caused you to be separated, divided, but all from my Ahava? What has separated you? You without any excuse. You can blame anyone you want to. But you are the guilty culprit. You are the culprit. You are the one. You are the ones. You is guilty. You're the one. Not someone else. It's you. And so all of our excuses, they're not even worth the water off a duck's back. What has separated you? Look at what HaMashiach said. Listen to me. Please hear this. Now do it this way on this Shabbat because I want you to hear it again. Now I know you don't take time to listen. You don't go back and rehash. You don't do that. It's almost futile to instruct you to do it. But I will throw this out to you all. If there is some form of gossiping and lies and frivolity, every last one of you will give attentiveness to hear from her, from you, from this one, from that one. It doesn't make any difference how many times you hear it. She will add a little something. She adds 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 something. You will hear it every single time. You might as well say hallelujah. She did like a pack of hypocrites on me. So every time someone wants to tell you, you want to hear it. Why? Because it always adds another little layer of deceit and spice to it. Oh, well, Sister Robinson say that. Oh, well, Sister Laquila didn't say, oh, Sister Laura, she didn't add that part. That's too. That's the way we are. Oh, Deacon Biddy didn't tell me all that. Brother Dale, huh? Thank you, my brother. Thank you. That's the hypocrisy of this mindset. Now, don't call me a liar, all right, and say I don't know what I'm saying. Because I do know what I'm saying. You've got time and energy for that, but when it comes to stirring up your pure mind by way of remembrance, you do stir up the vile, wicked mind by way of remembrance, don't you? You do stir up the corrupt mind by way of remembrance, don't you? Because you want to hear it again and again and again. You stir up that damnable trash and you begin to find some foul, stinking stuff coming out of you. And it's no worse than dog's puke. Now you do stir up your vile mind, your wicked mind, by way of remembrance. There are folks that maintain stuff for 6, 7, 8 months, a whole year, 2, 5, 10 years. That is, if that is not the tilt of wickedness, if that, well, you don't know what he did to me 2 years ago. If you're not wicked, you're not even wicked. Well, you don't understand what she did to me. You are a vile, immature, juvenile. There's no superlative to describe your low life character because you have none. Period. Don't make too many friends this way. But that's all right. I'm all right. I'm a warrior. I don't mind. I love an excellent fight. I love a great battle. I was discussing something with Deacon Biddy yesterday. I said, Deacon Biddy, that's not at the zenith there yet. I love a battle like that. I love it. I do. I do. The challenge, I love it. I've always been that way, even the natural. That's all right. Because I know that I'm more than a conqueror. Through him that loved me, Yahshua, he is the mighty one that has finished the course of the battle. All I got to do is evangelist home and say, walk, lock, and step. Mark time. I don't just mark time. And it's just don't have to be said. Just walk in the power of his truth. Yahshua says, listen to this. He says, hereafter I will not talk much. I won't talk to you much. He said, for the prince of this world comes, and he hath nothing against me. He said, there's nothing at the powers of hell. See, you can talk all you want to, but there's nothing you have against HaMashiach. It is all you, your own personality. What has separated you from what he commands us to do? He says that he has nothing in me. He said, but that the world may know. This is the whole thing. That I love the Abba, and the Abba gave me commandment. Even so I do, arise, let us go from this place. So Yahweh says to you, as you receive the profoundness of truth of HaMashiach, now arise, listen, arise. Do you hear that? Get up, and let us go from this trivial fleshly power that has ruled over you constantly, that has caused you to become anemic and very shallow and very juvenile, that you may walk in the strength of the fullness, the maturity, the maturation of the power of Almighty Yah. So get up, arise. Rise and be healed in the name of Yahshua. Come on, rise up. Rise above it. Get up above your situation. Get up above it. Rise, he says. He said, arise. Then let us go hence. Let us go from here because there's a deeper debt that I must fulfill. There's something much greater of intensity that I must carry it through. So we cannot continue to prod along in this little shallowness. We got to get up. So get up out of your little shallow mind. Get up out of your little shallow corrupt flesh. Get up out of your little black flesh and your white trashy flesh. Get up out of it. To rise and let us go from here. Let us go from the carnal state and move on into the power of the spiritual realm. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. You see, the thing that is formed against you is the weapon of your own love. It is deceit, treachery, corruption, lies, emotion, feelings. Don't mean a nickel worth of rats droppings. I'd rather have the bat droppings. At least I can put them on the garden or something. It doesn't mean nothing at all. So he says that because I love the Abba, did anything separate him from the love of Yahweh? Did the trial of persecution? Did the sword of death? Did they come to him with swords in their hand drawn? Did that make him capitulate and say, hold up, ho. I didn't mean what I said. I spoke partial truth. Did that make him capitulate? Because he had the love of Yah in him. What causes us to capitulate? Because we don't have the love of HaMashiach in us. You got this thing you call a Hava, but it's not the love of Yah. It loves everything but him. For I count the little sufferings of this life, the many afflictions and tribulations that we may encounter, which is small, comparative to the world. Do you all know that Ford Motor Company is offering all 75,000 employees buyouts? They're going to bring this Jezebel down. This is the Jezebel spirit in America. 75,000 GM and they all, as I expressed to the brothers yesterday, I said, there's someone in India, you figure you got 500 million people competing for one job. They will work every day without murmuring, without complaining. They will never call in sick to make $2,000 or $3,000 a year. And they're going to bring this Jezebel down because she is an unappreciative whore. A whore is never appreciative. You that have a whore, spirit of whoredom, you will never be appreciative of anything. It's just the spirit of a Jezebel. I don't care what it is. Why do you say that? Because the love of HaMashiach tells me this. In some things, give thanks. He tells us in everything to give thanks. You don't give thanks for nothing at all. When my son doesn't want to give thanks that he doesn't want to serve Yah. When my daughter gives thanks that the Jezebel doesn't want to serve Yah. He said in all things, give thanks unto Yahweh because this is his will. This is the will of Yah that you give thanks unto him. You don't do that. You don't do that. There's nothing that's going to satisfy this generation. Let me say this because I'm going to finish this up today. I was reading the other day that I call them Ann Coulter. You all heard of her, right? She this bulimic Jezebel, what she is. Thin as a pencil. Nothing attractive about her. Just got long blonde hair, dyed blonde. This Jezebel, she is what we call a neoconservative. So she called all the women of 9/11, they're nothing but addictive B-I-T-C-H's, all right? The word I use at times. Now that's what she called them. And so she did that to spark this uproar in the nation. She wasn't wrong in her assessment either. I was telling the brothers other day, I read articles, Deacon Ben and I were talking, I'm telling you, that the average woman got $7 million when their husband died. Do you all hear me? $7 million. Now, if there was a little old Jonathan there, little old black man sweeping the floor, his wife got probably $700,000. But every woman, if there was a powerful Wall Street lawyer, stockbroker, his wife probably got $13 million. Am I making sense? But the average payout to every woman was $7 million. .9% of the Jezebels, their most miserable. They became spender olives. They wasted every dime. They spent every nickel. They didn't give a damn, if I must say, about some memorial for that man that died. They become spender olives. They say they're more miserable now than they ever been. The money has created every kind of hell, every kind of backlash in their families, children, wives, cousins, the mamas of the husbands, everybody creating hell. And so things will never satisfy your heart. Hell and the grave is never full. Never. Neither can ever the heart of man be ever satisfied. Never. You would think someone with $7 million, boy, what could I do with $7 million? Buy that piece of property, buy that one, that house, buy some decent cars around here. Who knows? Go on every station we can to let people hear this profound truth. Yeah, with all that money, they're miserable. Their children raising hell, families more dysfunctional than they've ever been. The only thing that satisfies true years of the light is to hear from his Abba, to hear what Yahweh speaks. What Yahweh speaks to Yisrael, true Yisrael, not a whore that goes under every bay tree. And that metaphoric in our sense, or the metaphor to us, is that every kind of spirit you separate yourself from the love of Hamashiach, and you began to patronize with that spirit, began to interact with it. That's the same analogy as Israel under every bay tree. They were just like a whore. They went under every tree with every kind of false religion, every kind of practice. They absorbed it. They tried to practice that. They removed themselves away from the love of Yahweh. We in this hour, Israel, we go under, we are led by every kind of whore spirit that tries to reduce any kind of affection or love for Yah, that we will love that more than we love Yah. So you have placed the master and a God above you. You've gone away from the Most High One. So as he loved Yahweh, so must we love him. He says also, as Yehuda, not Iscariot, he made a statement unto him. Now this is how Hamashiach responds. Yahshua said, he that has my mitzvot, my commandment, and keep them, he is he that loves me. Now he tells you that. If you have the commandments of Hamashiach, and everything he spoke was the commands of his Abba, what he said, if you take this spiritual law that I've given unto you, and you operate in that, then you know that I'm the witness of the Abba. You love me, you receive it. Can I show you an analogy? Is Kepha ask him, how many times, Hamashiach, should I forgive my brother and my sister? 7 times 70. If he come and smite you today, I'm smite you next hour. So in one day, believe me, you're not going to forgive one that many times. You don't even forgive the one that offended you the first time. So that is the love of Hamashiach, whether you can buy it or not. You do not operate in that. You do not operate in the love of Yahshua. I don't care what you say, how you feel, or what you think. Well, Pastor Roberts, what about you? What about those that have left him here? Let me tell you, those that have left him here, they don't want to be here. They don't want to hear this. Because I will deal with their damnable wicked sins like I deal with yours. I will deal with their corruptions like I deal with your corruptions. I will show them their vile ways like I will show you your vile ways. This is not a place of some little gathering, eating and filling our bellies. We've got enough of that. That's why we're the shape we're in. It's a place to be fed by the power of his Ruach. We're sons. We must be led by the Spirit. We're led by our bellies. We're led by the God of our bellies. We're greedy. We're just like dogs. I use those expressions to show us how far we're fallen. I'm not going to paint it up for us. We're just like dogs, just like returning to the old same vomit, the puke. We go back to the same puke. I watched them dogs puke over there, boy. And I wouldn't have nobody clean that up but me. Because it was raunchy. It was vile. I watched them puke some stuff that they wouldn't even go back on. But a dog would not eat his own puke. You know something is wrong. But there's nothing that we will not eat. We will not eat the truth of Yah. Because the truth of Yah examine every scintilla, every little thing in your life. It examines that. The Ruah of Yahweh comes to judge you. It comes to judge and show you where you've fallen. It does. When a man understands that a woman, she will ask. I know that we use the word thinks, but it doesn't give you the expression as the Todah or Yada of Yah. It goes beyond just saying, thank you. It's a course, it's an expression that flows with the power of his Ruah from one's lev. And it is orchestrating and singing and dancing. That's what the Todah of Yada is. It's more than say, I'm thankful. An example, if a man does something that the wife perceives that is wonderful, there's a great expression. You know, the way she moves, the friskness, everything changes. Sure it does. She is the embodiment or the example of what the house, the bed of Yah should be. And as she expressed herself in that, put on a new frock. Ooh, this is, look at me. I look so wonderful. That's what she would do. You may say, Pastor Lawrence, I don't know if I could do that. You would do it. Right situation. And so that's the way we should respond to him. That's the same way. When he speaks to us, when a man speaks a kind word to his wife, doesn't it? Come on, that's what brings life to the marriage, the words. Well, the words that one say because he corrected me, well, that's life. You parents, can I ask you all a question? You that corrected your children with words, words of scolding and rebuke, were they not words of life? Hallelujah. Because we're so juvenile and we're so immature, this generation is that way. There was an article I read the other day that junk food, video games, and the computer has literally destroyed the young ones. Their bodies are not even functioning properly. They have no energy. I'm an older man, but I do have energy. I do. It has destroyed them. The computers have fried those rays and those gamma rays. They have fried the minds of the people. I was reading an article today that the head chief of the Air Force, America has a weapon today, brothers and sisters. What it does to disperse rioting and things like that, it is almost like a microwave. It is like a beam. And all they do is shoot it at you, boom. And it literally just incapacitates you, just destroys you. It began to really work from the inside. So he said, what we need to do with this weapon, I'm telling you the truth. I usually keep articles like that. He said, we need to use it on the Americans first, that we may justify using it in some of the parts of the earth. So can you imagine you got 10,000 heathens? You hit about 50 or 100, they fall, they start running. Do you understand what's going on? It's going to be like a trapeze. They're going to kill everyone. This is the mindset of this nation. And that is what they have put in your children, in you, because you have removed your mind away from the love of HaMashiach. And you can't express nothing that is pure today. Come on, you got to begin to examine yourself. We are emotionally bankrupt people. Your emotions have bankrupted you. Oh, I leave my husband. I don't like what he did. That is such a juvenile immature. That's what we say to Yah. I leave Yahweh. Well, if I got to do all that, I just don't think it's right. Well, what do you base that upon? It's like a woman wrote me this week telling me, well, I don't think that you all should kill the deer. I sent the scriptures back in Devarim where it tells us to eat the fallow deer and the deer. I say, now, you show me anywhere in scripture where it tells me not to, I'll do it. I say, now, if you want to be a vegan, I have no problem with that, but convince me by scripture. Well, you have proved the point, but it still sends chills down my back. Well, it makes my belly full. That's what he does. Gives me a full belly. How about that? Are you so full of anger? I said, because I correct you. Jezebels. I started to write it back. I said, don't write me back, woman. Go on and find you some kind of little toy to play with. I won't even respond to it. After the third time, I said, go on. But this is the mindset of this generation. It is one that is bankrupt. How much you said? It says, he that has my commandments and keep them. See, if you keep what he commands you to do, he is he that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Abba. And I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. I will make known myself to him, the righteous Torah, the righteous way to walk and to live. I will make myself known to him. Has how much been made known to you? If he's been made known to you, you will see it in your walk, in your expression, and the liveliness of your countenance. If he has not, you will know what has been made known to you. For your expression doesn't emanate him. It is your sin, your darkness. And sin, it comes from a dark heart and a dark mind. That's why you can practice things that defy you and have disdain for him. So that's why your love is not trouble. You talking to me, preacher? Well, who do you think I'm talking to? You think I'm afraid to tell you? Well, you throwing that at me, preacher? Well, certainly I am. Hallelujah. He that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. I'm not of that sin, all right? So I cast the stone. How about that? How much you said it? Our sins is your own iniquity, your own lawlessness, your own unwillingness, your disobedience, your hard-headedness, your callous heart, your uncaring compassion. You have none. I tell you what, brothers and sisters, the way you love, the way you express love, that is how it's going to be reciprocated to you. I was sitting with a man yesterday in his office, Thursday, and I said to him, I was discussing the submissiveness of a beautiful wife. I said, Mishli tells us, I said, the woman, not only was she a wife, but she was virtuous. And he looked at me with this sad countenance, I'm telling you. He said these words, Pastor Roberts, my wife is not that way. He said, these women of this generation, not any of them, are submissive. He said, that's what scripture tells us men. When a man finds a wife, he finds a tough thing. And he has favor. He has favor of Yah. We have done things. It was not the will of Yah. Hear what you're saying. What Yah has joined together, let no man, let not the hidden man of your love, your sinful man, put asunder. Don't let it separate it. So when a man finds a wife, he finds a wonderful thing. Well, how does she learn how to be a wife? By a wife, by a mother, by a mother in Yahweh. She can't learn any other way. No other way. It's almost like the brother that called me from San Antonio. Wife want to wear short dresses. How can she teach a young woman the oracles and the principles of Yah? 69-year-old woman. She ought to be covering herself. Adoring herself in the fashion that becomes that shows the perfection of Almighty Yah. How is she going to tell a young woman how to make her husband attractive to her when she's trying to be attracted to every man? Jezebel spirit in this world today. As the brother said, as the man said other day, we are not a submissive wife unto Maria. We tell him what we want to do. Just like a wife says to the husband, well, no. And it creates where envy and strife is, where you got fighting. There's every kind of sadistic, every kind of unclean spirit that arise. Hatred. And you will find yourselves like two fools. That's why the matter of Yah must always take authority. No, stop now. It doesn't go beyond that. He is the final arbiter. And if a woman has the true Ruah of Yah, if we have the Ruah of Yah, we will submit to our head. We will submit to the Son of Man. We will submit to the Son of Man. We will submit to the Son of Man. Yahshua is the Son of Man. And this woman will submit to the Son of Man.